Inventory and inventory management. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory in part as follows. Those stocks or items used to support production, raw materials and work in process items, supporting activities, maintenance, repair, and operating supplies, and customer service, finished goods and spare parts. Demand for inventory may be dependent or independent. Inventory functions are anticipation, hedge, cycle, lot size, fluctuation, safety, buffer, or reserve, transportation, pipeline, and service parts. Inventory is fed into production, and different types of inventory are produced as a result. Production and inventory management are inseparable, and they need to be managed together during each phase of manufacturing planning and control. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory management as the branch of business management concerned with planning and controlling inventories. Inventory management takes place at two levels, aggregate and item. Aggregate inventory management is part of long-term planning, for example, strategic planning, manufacturing business planning, sales and operations planning, and production planning. It is concerned with overall categories of inventory in the aggregate based on their financial value, such as the value of all raw materials. Aggregate inventory management studies how inventory flows through production, how it is used to balance supply with demand, and the functions that it is used to perform. Inventory impacts customer service levels in that it can prevent stockouts, as well as the efficiency of operations in that it can prevent plant shutdowns. However, these functions are provided only at a cost. Inventory objectives are set at this aggregate level to ensure that inventory supports the organization's strategy and that the benefits of carrying inventory are worth the costs. Item inventory management translates aggregate inventory policies into specific inventory control decisions at specific inventory locations. This includes determining desired levels of cycle stock, primary inventory, and safety stock, as well as how and when to replenish this inventory, such as by push or pull replenishment when to order. This can involve using dynamic and fixed ordering techniques that address how much to order, including economic order quantity. It also includes inventory accuracy and inventory tracking. Importance of inventory. Managing inventory levels is essential because inventory represents a huge investment of money that is not returned until the units are sold. According to Chapman et al., in Introduction to Materials Management, 8th edition, inventory represents between 20 and 60% of all assets on an organization's books. Converting inventory into sales, plus sales of services, accounts for most of an organization's future revenue. In this respect, inventory represents future value. However, it also represents present costs, and these costs include opportunity costs, the value that the money invested in inventory could have produced if it had been invested in other value-producing activities. Opportunity costs grow larger the longer it takes to turn over inventory, convert it back to cash. In addition to the money tied up until items are sold, inventory has a carrying cost or a cost for the warehouses and staff and other expenses. It also may spoil, shrink, or become obsolete. Therefore, organizations want to make and sell inventory as quickly as possible. Inventory must therefore be managed, planned, and controlled as both an opportunity and a risk. It must be managed to ensure its availability to supply customer demand and production needs while minimizing the costs and risks of acquiring and holding it. Management must provide appropriate visibility and accountability. Purposes of inventory and inventory management. Inventory management supports the priorities of having the necessary items in the correct amounts at the correct time, while keeping the level within a target range to ensure that inventory cost goals are met. At the sales and operations planning and master planning levels, inventory is used to satisfy customer demand, finished goods, and spare parts. At the material requirements planning level, inventory is needed to support production. Another inventory type is inventory in the distribution network. Having inventory helps address the basic problem that supply rarely matches demand accurately in terms of both volume and timing. Inventory can protect organizations against some of the risks of this reality. The purposes of inventory management can include the following: better customer service. Internal and external customers receive better service because supplies and goods are provided more dependably. Orders are filled promptly, There are a few back orders, canceled orders, or missed sales. Internal customers know they will have the quantity of materials or components they need to proceed. External customers can rely on a product's availability. Greater operating efficiency. The production sequence includes multiple operations that often have different output rates. Inventory can be accumulated between operations to accommodate these differences. This is called decoupling, and it and a related term, decoupling inventory, are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Decoupling, creating independence between supply and use of material. The process commonly denotes allocating inventory between operations so that fluctuations in the production rate of the supplying operation do not constrain the production or use rates of the next operation. Decoupling inventory, an amount of inventory maintained between entities in a manufacturing or distribution network to create independence between processes or entities. The objective of decoupling inventory is to disconnect the rate of use from the rate of supply of the item. With decoupling, an operation with a higher output rate will not be idle because it is waiting for materials. In addition, if an operation is interrupted for some reason, for example, equipment failure, the decoupled inventory can be used to keep production in motion. An alternative to this is synchronized production, where the process is designed to level the output rate, thus making decoupled inventory unnecessary. Exhibit 6-1 illustrates the use of decoupling in a production sequence with three operations, P1 through P3. Note that WIP is work in process. Exhibit 6-1, production process and decoupled inventory. Longer production runs. Having sufficient inventory allows a production line to run with less interruption, and it reduces the need to switch over to other lines. This reduces costly setups and lost production. It also increases capacity utilization. Higher volume purchases. Operations is able to take advantage of buying in greater volumes than current demand requires. Bulk purchase discounts and savings related to fewer shipments may lower purchasing / transportation costs, but increase inventory carrying costs. If the cost of direct materials is lower overall, this will reduce production costs and the cost of goods sold. Optimal inventory investment. The organization's inventory investment is the dollars that are in all levels of inventory. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Excess inventory does not accumulate between points in the value chain. Instead, it is converted into revenue. Inventory costs are minimized through more efficient ordering. The organization can maintain its goals related to profitability. Better sustainability. Inventory policy can align with organizational sustainability objectives by avoiding excess inventory that may otherwise enter the waste stream if it becomes obsolete.